awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Ba 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 ba.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Babies.
What?
I'm welcoming all the babies.
Yep. I know one that's awake right now.
Is it Brodog?
Yes.
Is he feeling better?
No. Aww. I mean, he is, but I know it. Dude woke up and needed some ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Little baby. Little baby Brody.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. We got a great show today. I'm excited.
We do. We have a guest coming in to help. Well, not coming in.
No.
Calling us on the phone to help with New Music Tuesday. It is my friend and yours, Hollywood from Family Force 5. He used to be Jess Teddy from Waverly. Now he is Hollywood. He has his own branding.
Yeah.
He has a global empire of fans that love him.
He is,
And that's cool.
So if you're a Family Force 5 fan, you're going to want to tune in today.
Yeah, and spread the word. Tweet something.
So I like that.
All you Family Force 5 people will listen in, because I know Teddy would appreciate that.
Yeah.
He wants that fan base behind him.
Yeah.
Which is
He's
fun.
Got one.
Yeah.
The FF5.
The FF5, babies.
He'll be calling in the 8 o'clock hour for Hollywood's Hits during New Music Tuesday. I'm excited.
And he wants to do this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Teddy wants to help out. He wants to call in once a month for the special edition of New Music Tuesday called Hollywood Hits.
It's good.
I think it's great.
Yeah, he provided some jams for us today's New Music Tuesday.
Tasty jams. He's also going to review a few songs that we had selected to add to the airwaves. Speaking of that, we have, to add if you guys like it.
Yes.
Because you might not. Because we know how fickle you are out there, all of you. With your taste. We have some great music today to premiere. Some big bands and some little bands.
Got a couple locals, Rule.
Yeah, a couple of them.
Faith in the Foxhole sent us another one.
We got another one, and it's called Ode to Albuquerque.
Yeah.
So that might be a hashtag I'll have to throw up on Twitter.
Except it's spelt wrong, so I almost feel like we need to spell it wrong as well.
Should
to
we?
Keep with the theme of...
I guess so.
Because if you're going to write an ode, you would think,
you would think that it would be spelled.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's not spelled correctly on purpose.
Maybe.
You never know, friend.
We shall see. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We're excited about that.
We are.
Obviously, 6:45, we've got birthdays.
Oh!
If you want to get a birthday shout-out in, you can do so. Studio@mystaticradio.com, but the phone line's blown up, so it looks like...
It's our boy.
Got to take a phone call. Static!
Morning, guys.
Oh,
Albuquerque. How you doing?
Of course, we are doing well. How are you?
I am doing good. I'm on the bus right now, and actually, I'm using a Bluetooth because my earpiece on my phone blew out. So, yeah, that's what you can say about phones, guys. I've had this phone for a year now. Let me tell you, it's been good. Things break, obviously.
Yeah, things break. You have a good attitude about that.
Things do break.
Yeah. Thank goodness I found this earpiece. You know, my parents said, this is to my dad, so thank goodness he let me borrow this.
I think my favorite part about this is the fact that I'm realizing you're sitting on the bus and you have a Bluetooth earpiece in next to your filing cabinet, your fax machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is good.
Man.
I've had to use this thing for it was using all day yesterday, too, because actually, as a matter of fact, I can't wait for this phone to get fixed. I really need it to be fixed.
Matthew, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
How many years do you think it'll be before you actually become a robot?
What?
Aren't you turning into a robot?
No.
Well, you got a robot ear on.
Yeah, that's true.
Very
I
true.
I don't know, man, but I say, you know what? So Jackson, the way technology is advancing now, these guys, like now, everything can be done almost through technology. Like towers that are communicating stuff can actually go through a computer. And communicate to the other towers. So.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this, guys. Everything is actually advancing nowadays. So pretty soon we'll be there to where we have robots and whatnot. You know what I mean? Just technology. Yeah. It's just so awesome nowadays. It's so complex. Things are just getting a little higher and more advanced. You know, it's nice.
Well, let me ask you this, robot. What do I do about this crick in my neck?
Crick in your neck.
Yeah, I woke up and I got a crick in my neck because I slept on it wrong.
Ew. well, what they always tell you, though. What you want to do, but I saved some milk for you. What I'm going to tell you, one thing is try to, you know, sleep a little different if you can. Or try to have, like, somebody pop, like, just, like, try to pop your neck, like, bend your head back a little bit.
I'm trying.
If that doesn't work, then you might want to go get a massage or something. There's a place inside the mall. Like I say, which one I'll email
okay.
you guys. The
All right, yeah, just email it to us.
Place you guys can go get it.
Listen.
There's these people have done my dad before, and let me tell you this.
He's the best.
He felt better. Yeah, it worked.
That's good. Hey, you got anything to tell us about the Hawks today?
Oh, wait.
Okay, hold on. We're gonna have to put you on hold then for a second so we can gather the music and get the information ready. Okay, so I hope you don't mind. We're gonna have to put you on hold. We got new hold music though, so I'm kind of excited.
All right.
Okay, so just stand by, hold on, and we'll be right back.
All right, go ahead.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. It was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard.
Hey, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. All right, cool, man. Sorry, we had to get some stuff ready together.
That's all right. We're
like up in the game, though. I'm excited. We got this new system implemented with our phone system. So
sounds cool.
Yeah, the music sounds so much better now.
Was that better than the old hold music that we used to make you listen to?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I could say both of them are better. They're both actually really good. You guys did good.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah, that's our
we do that for you, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Just
nice.
You.
All right. Ready? And
yep.
Go.
All right, guys, this information is for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes Bible Study Club at Volcano Vista High School. It will be meeting today in room number F212. Not Mr. Mack in his room, but this is Mr. Gilmore's room. He is the cross-country coach. If you are interested in joining this club, please come down to room number F212 during lunch today. Again, FCA is the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. You do not need to be an athlete to join. But you can join. It's open to everybody, Volcano. If you have any further questions, please go see Mr. Gilmore at FC12 at any time for information regarding FCA. And remember, guys, as always, they say Volcano Vista, it's great to be a Hawk.
Yeah, it is.
Go Hawks!
That's fine. Thanks, guys. Hey, can I get a song request this morning?
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, let's see this morning. Again, I love letting you guys pick songs. You guys pick this awesome song.
Okay.
I'm going to let you guys pick it. And again, this one is going to be going out to my cousin, Brittany Griego.
You don't know
graduating this year. She's going to be graduating, guys. So I want to put stuff to my cousin. Brittany, I'm just so proud of you. You're listening out there right now. Yeah, you did a good job. Now you're graduating.
Mm.
So good job, bro. My family, everybody's proud of you. So good job.
We're proud of her, too.
Yeah.
Here at the station.
Thanks, guys. Hey, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. You guys have a nice day.
Hope so. Bye, buddy.
Talk to you
later. Bye.
Okay. All right. Matthew from Albuquerque.
Alabama.
Taking it old school.
That's good. That's fine.
I love this band.
Yeah.
I'm choosing to pretend like this was my request from Matthew to me.
You blindsided me.
As I recall when my stomach turned.
The Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show. Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
I'm going to tell you the news and you're going to listen.
Yep.
Listen now. Hey.
Yeah.
Listen. You going to listen?
I am.
Breaking news.
I'm a captive audience.
The number one movie at the box office is Nonstop.
Yeah.
We going nonstop.
Liam Neeson. What? All of a sudden, he became like the action superstar.
He's the action man.
Taken came out, and then he was like,
and his career was as such.
Yeah.
Boom. Nepal has enacted new regulations requiring mountain climbers scaling Mount Everest to help pick up trash that previous hikers have left. Now, if you're going to climb the tallest mountain in the world, don't get up there and be a litter bug.
Yeah, come on.
It's cold up there for a reason, because most bugs can't survive up there, and they don't need litter bugs up there. This isn't a step in the right side of history or something. Don't be up there littering trash. all of you people listening that are going to climb Mount Everest. I know there's a lot of you.
But I feel like, on the flip side of that, there probably aren't too many trash receptacles on Mount Everest.
Well, they shouldn't be throwing it on the ground.
I know.
They should be put it in a backpack. Oh, I don't know. I don't have enough time to figure it out.
Well, just think about trash day. Like, every Friday is our trash day, and that thing is stock full because there's, like, seven of us.
Yeah.
Think about, like, an entire crew on an expedition up Mount Everest and how many weeks that takes to, like, get up there, so how much trash that really is.
Oh.
What would you do with it? There's no way.
There's got to be a way. I bet now they're coming up with a way to get rid of it.
I would carve an ice receptacle out of the snow.
There's got to be, like, trash cans at base camp.
Yeah, but that's base camp.
I don't know. I also read that there was a big brawl on Mount Everest.
Really?
Recently, where, some European travelers got in a fight with the native people that helped them go up. They got in a fight because the European travelers wouldn't listen to the native people. They were like, hey, quit. Like, basically, it all comes down to, like, when you're walking with a kid. Mm-hmm. And you're like, hey, quit running.
I feel like
walk with me.
Yeah.
Walk with me. Quit running.
They're like, no, I'm going to use my whip. And I'm going
to... I'm a European traveler. I can run up this mountain. Yeah. But that's what it all boiled down to, is they were saying, hey, there's the right way to do this. Quit. And they got in a fight. And so now, like, there's...
You don't know me?
There's some kind of lawsuit.
Wow.
And it's nuts. It's nuts. If you're going to climb Mount Everest, the right way. It's the biggest mountain in the world.
Yeah.
A Pennsylvania armed robber was easily tracked down by the police through the $400 custom-made mask he wore.
Okay.
Sorry, armed robber. You've been outsmarted by your credit card. There's controversy in New Jersey. People are upset that a retired archbishop is being given a 7,500-square-foot mansion with two pools.
Wow.
Why would anybody be upset about that? It sounds normal.
Gosh.
Not at all. A researcher from Texas Tech University says that her data shows that people who talk alike are more likely to romantically connect.
Oh.
Okay, thank you. According to a new study, we are more honest in the morning. We talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
And then Doug, the intern, actually got us way more information. We didn't have time to talk about it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll talk about it later.
Maybe.
I don't know, and you don't know.
How do we talk about that? It's like, hey, 6:35, I'm feeling pretty honest right now. By 8 a.m., yeah, right.
Mm.
So not honest.
You know what we should do? I wish there was a way we could do, like, a control group and have an experiment. Where we talk to them in the morning, and then Celeste talked to them in the afternoon.
Ooh.
And we got to see what happened.
See who was more honest?
Yeah.
Don't trust that afternoon girl.
I just wish we could trust Celeste. That's the only thing. She's a ginger, so her blood is thinner. Pope Francis mispronounced a word in Italian and said something naughty. Did you see this?
No!
I read about this last night because I thought it was okay, look. And disclaimer... If you guys see something going around saying that the Pope has kind of, like, completely muddled and watered down everything and said that there's no hell and that...
Oh, right. We read that, too.
If you've seen all that stuff, guys, do a little investigation because supposedly that happened at the Third Vatican Council, which has never happened.
And it's been debunked.
It's totally debunked. I've seen a few people on my Facebook feed retweeting this thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not real.
Yeah.
Do a little research.
Other
it's not
than
hard.
Google.
It's just as easy to do a little research than to just go share public now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Anyway, so the Pope said a word in Italian. He was supposed to say one word. Oh, and I can't remember what it meant, but he ended up saying a word that is the equivalent of the F word.
Oh.
And so people were like, what? But it was a total accident.
Earmuffs! Oh, yeah, no!
It was a total accident.
That was a terrible accident. I don't even know what nation
it made
that was
me
from.
Think of. We've all seen the videos of pastors on YouTube.
Right.
Where they slip up and they say things, and you're like, oh! And it's the best moment in church of that year. You know? Like. You got people saying, man, we had like 20 people saved last Christmas. That's awesome. Do you remember the time the pastor said the F word?
Yeah.
That was hilarious. I felt so. And the funny thing was, the article I read spun it like he had done it on purpose. It said, Pope says F-bomb in public address. And then I read it, and it was like, it was a total accident. Yeah. These two words. And there's like a one-letter separation with these words.
Which is an honest mistake, unlike John Travolta at the Oscars. Who just completely butchered a name.
That was hilarious.
I felt so bad.
Yeah.
The wickedly talented
Marvin Barnum.
Marzen. And
who? Adela Malachim.
Jeff.
And her name's like Edina something.
I felt so bad.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. That wasn't even anywhere near the other name.
Oh. Funny. People mispronounce things. It happens.
Yeah.
I do it all the time. California has been experiencing some mudslides.
Ooh.
And we're not talking about the drink. We're talking about the dangerous mudslides that suck houses into, like, they just wash them into the ocean.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have some friends out in California, and they knew people whose houses, this was years ago, they knew people whose houses had just been mudslides.
Ugh.
Falling into the, just going to fall off in the ocean, float off in the Pacific. In which, when that does happen, those people that float off into the Pacific Ocean will eventually land on the island that Josh Dunn and I own.
Ah,
and they will
stay
at Santa Sac, our holiday-themed resort casino.
Yeah. When are we going to have that dude on the show?
One day.
Okay.
That dude's in, like, Europe or Australia or something right now. One day. Guys, Mardi Gras started today. If you've never been to New Orleans, which... Mm-hmm. It's funny because getting out here, I realize a lot of people haven't been to New Orleans.
I've never been.
My granddad went to seminary in New Orleans. So I was a kid, we would go down there all the time. Plus, it was like a 6-hour drive to New Orleans.
Never been.
So it was, New Orleans is fun. It gets real creepy at night.
I'll bet.
The later you're there, it starts getting scummy. That's the best way I can describe it. It's just like you're out and you're like, I don't want to go to sleep.
People really do start just coming out of the cracks and crevices.
It's like voodoo.
Ugh.
Voodoo is real! If you've ever seen Princess and Frog, it's kind of like that.
What?
The Princess and the Frog, Disney movie. It's like that, except now it's modern. So,
wow.
Yeah. But anyway, Mardi Gras. There you go.
More
today's
like voodoo-don't.
Voodoo-don't.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, more like donut.
Am I right?
Donut. Voodoo donuts. Kim Kardashian was paid $500,000. To attend an opera with a billionaire.
Okay.
That's nice. Hey, if there's any billionaires here and you need some buddies to go with you to the opera, we're right here. And we only cost $300,000.
I saw that movie. It's called Indecent Proposal, and it did not end well.
You're getting a deal is what I'm saying. You're getting a deal right here. Also, we want to get into TV/film, so if there's an agent out there that needs two adorable friends, give us a call at the station. Or send us an email.
I don't think that's how you get an agent.
That's how you do it.
How do you? I don't even know how you do get an agent.
You just got to call them like this. Agent! Agent
for
Christ!
There's so many movies and TV shows like filming here now. We got like rumors of three more shows. Not rumors anymore. I guess they confirmed yesterday.
They confirmed them. I saw it.
We need agents. Secret agents.
Secret agent man.
Yeah.
Agents for Christ. Guys, this is how the end of the human race will begin, because scientists have really jumped the shark with this one.
Oh, no.
The Los Angeles Times reports a 30,000-year-old giant virus has been revived from the frozen Siberian tundra, sparking concern that increased mining and oil drilling in rapidly warming northern latitudes could disturb dormant microbial life that could one day prove harmful to man. Have a nice day. This is how the zombie apocalypse starts!
Oh, man.
And we're just going in there willy-nilly in the name of mining and oil and whatnot, which I'm not getting into that whole, you know...
Mining?
Whatever.
Oiling?
That's great.
Yeah, whatever.
If you know, bleh. But anyway, if we uncover some ancient disease that starts killing everything...
You know the only way to combat it?
What?
That cheese that was buried with the mummies.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the cure.
But let me tell you, if this does happen, you're not going to appreciate those lower gas prices very much.
You're not.
You're going to be like, man, I think I would have stuck with the 319. Half my family's gone, and I'm next. Oh, no, they're back. They're just all zombies and dead, and they're after my brain.
Oh, man.
You don't want to be in that situation.
Yeah.
Is all I'm saying. That's not a good one.
As long as it's a little more exciting than The Walking Dead.
Oh. No, I'm enjoying it.
I know you well enough.
I'm enjoying it.
I don't need to know you more. You know what I'm saying? If the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm hoping it's just more action-packed than you and me just sitting around a campfire talking about the good old days.
This is what's going to happen.
I'm just saying.
By the end of this season, and especially next season, we're all going to be very, very appreciative of these episodes right now.
Yeah.
Right now, it's character development. That's all that it is. We're learning the backstories about these characters we've been following for the past 3 or 4 seasons.
Yeah, but you know why they're doing that.
Why?
Because then they're going to kill half of them, and we're going to care more.
That's
they're
right.
They're jerks.
That's how...
That's what they do. They're just going, woo!
They're reeling us in.
Character development! You love this character, dude!
Bah!
He's zombie! Dead.
Now love him.
Blah, blah, blah,
he
blah,
is
blah,
undead.
Blah. Yeah, yeah. Ugh.
I like it. Ugh. I think it's wise to do that, because most shows don't.
Nah,
and then
no.
they get canceled, and you're like,
I do enjoy
oh.
it. Yeah.
But it can be kind of boring.
It's no Arrow.
Love Arrow.
Love it.
Hey, if you're a teenager out there, it's common knowledge that smoking cigarettes is bad for your health. But young people especially are still choosing to light up more than any other demographic in the United States.
Wow.
Researchers now have evidence that a specific part of the brain varies between smokers and non-smokers. Researchers say it could be that smoking is causing these changes even in teenagers who have smoked for a relatively short period of time. The new findings indicate that a small part of your brain, called the insula, is thinner in young people who smoke.
Hmm.
So there you go. If you All say right. it's not hurting anybody, it is. It's hurting you.
Yeah.
And secondhand smoke can kill.
And it's not that cool. I feel like with young people, it's mostly the cool factor.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And by mostly, I mean it's only the quote-unquote cool,
cool factor.
Factor.
Look at me smoking. This is how I spend all my money today.
Yeah.
This is expensive.
You smell. It's disgusting.
If you want to look cool, what you need to do is find us an agent.
Yeah.
Then you'll look super cool. Well, speaking of teenagers, in most teens' minds, the day they turn 18 is the day that will be forever remembered in...
history?
Fummy. Not infamy, just fummy.
I can't remember turning 18. Do you remember turning 18? Was it like, yeah! I'm 18, yo!
Not really.
Actually, I do remember my 18th birthday.
I remember mine. It was right before I got into college, because I had one of the last birthdays in my grade. Like,
yeah.
August 12th, and that's the day we started college. So I was like, it's my birthday.
Yeah.
What is this crazy college? I had to go to class and stuff. It wasn't a Yahoo moment.
No.
It was more of a, oh my gosh, there's so much to do. But anyway, what I was going to say. All those stupid rules that they had to follow at home will suddenly be lifted like some great fog.
Yeah, right.
Rachel Canning is having a difficult time adjusting to 18. The New Jersey teen is suing her parents.
Oh my gosh!
For refusing to pay for her college tuition and living and transportation expenses, despite the fact that she's no longer living at home and, according to her parents, left willingly because she didn't want to follow the rules.
Oh, I saw this story last night.
According to Rachel, who was an honor student, her parents threw her out of the house. She is asking a judge to declare that she's non-emancipated and dependent on her parents to pay an outstanding high school tuition bill, foot the cost for her current living expenses, and turn over the college fund they'd been saving for her all of these years. Rachel's mom and dad, who is a retired police chief, by the way, insist that the teen chose to leave the home because she didn't want to follow the rules, like maintaining a curfew, doing her chores. They say they miss her, and it's killing them not to have her at home. But the teen is currently staying with her best friend, whose father is reportedly funding her lawsuit.
Wow.
Did you catch that last part? Just to repeat, the friend's father is funding her lawsuit. Yeah, maybe mom and dad should pay off the high school tuition, but kudos to them for cutting her off everything else. Why
Dude.
Didn't she just ask the friend's father to pay all the other stuff rather
right.
than the lawsuit?
Ugh.
I mean, if he's going to be so willing to pony up money for her, she should have just said, hey, would you mind doing all this stuff for me?
Yeah.
Since I'm 18 and I'm an adult, but I don't want to act like one or take any responsibility.
We have to talk about that coming up.
Yeah, we
I feel
will.
Like that's a bigger story.
That's lame. Hey, yeah. don't be that kid.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't be that girl.
18.
18.
Anyways.
We know what you're doing out there.
Well, that's the end of breaking news.
Yep.
Because it's the beginning
of
birthdays. Steamer.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Happy Fat.
Fat Tuesday.
Happy
Tuesday.
Fat.
Got a great story about that coming up.
Happy Fat.
One way, one.
I like fudge.
Yeah. One candy shop celebrating Fat Tuesday differently than anyone I've ever heard of in
and
the history of
people are offended.
They offended now.
Yeah.
Offended.
If you can find a way to do anything in this world without offending somebody, then you haven't really done anything.
Right?
You've accomplished nothing.
Probably that's like how I do birthdays. Someone's offended.
Someone's got to be.
Oh, well.
Oh, it's me. I'm offended.
Let me apologize in advance.
Okay.
Today's the 63rd day of 2014. There's only 302 days remaining.
Woo!
And we'll be at 2015. Who'd have thunk?
Gosh. Not me. I didn't know.
Yeah. You guys watch The City or The Hills?
No.
No.
TV personality Whitney Port.
Nope.
From The Hills and The City.
I think I know who that
29.
is.
29.
Yes.
Really?
There you go. Well done.
Yeah, me, yay me.
Yay me, though, too. Yeah. Yay me.
Oh, yeah, you're together. You guys took care of that, you know.
Yeah, totally.
I get all of the credit. I am 18 years old.
Yeah.
Pay my tuition.
From A Mighty Wind, Beetlejuice.
And Home Alone.
Oh, the mom. The mom, Catherine.
Zeta Jones.
No, dude.
Catherine Hepburn.
No, the mom.
Think Irish.
Kevin! I know what she looks like, and I'm going to go ahead and guess.
I think
she is...
No, you got to get her name.
I can't remember her name.
Let me give you a hint.
It's Catherine, isn't it?
O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara! Dang it.
Okay.
She was hilarious. She still is.
Yeah, she is. I think she's 52.
Oh, I think... I'm going to be the bummer. 59.
60.
Yeah, oh! Dang it! I didn't want to say 60!
She is!
Just in case!
6-0. Thank you, John Williams.
Hey, bro, you can't live your life like you're not going to offend somebody.
Yeah, if I had just gone after it, I would have gotten two in a row.
Yeah, dude.
Why didn't you do it?
What if she wasn't in her 60s yet? I was trying to go for the late 50s.
Is this Frasier?
Nope.
That sounds like, oh, baby, I hear the mood.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Ray Romano.
Patricia Heaton.
Ooh, she...
She's in an upcoming movie, actually. A movie that, you know, the Christian community is going to be interested in.
I was going to say, she just took part in that book we read.
Yeah.
Pop Cultured.
Yeah.
She was the actress that talked about having that, her Christian...
Very outspoken on the abortion issue.
Yeah. Patricia Heaton is 47.
Okay. 45.
56.
56.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
My rap
She's not
name
messing around.
56 because I'm old.
All righty. Played the younger brother, I think, on this series.
Wings. About,
yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wings.
I knew this music.
I love this show.
Me too. It wasn't Tim Daly, then it was... The younger brother was
Stephen Weber.
No, you're not supposed to tell me. Yeah, I'm gonna get it.
I'm glad you told him.
he was in the TV version of The Shining that was much better than the movie.
Weird.
He did an outstanding job.
Weird.
It was the authorized one that Stephen King did, and it was much better. Than
Tim Daly was the voice of Superman. Right?
Yes, he was
on Superman the Animated Series. You're welcome.
Alrighty,
Stephen Weber is 52.
Who I thought was very funny on Wings.
Gosh, he was hilarious. That show was
Remember
great.
Tony Shalhoub was on
of
that?
Of course. And Thomas Hayden Church.
Yep. Yeah.
That was a great show, man.
Bring it back. It's on Netflix.
Wings.
Well, I brought back the theme. How's that?
I think he... What'd you say?
I think I said 52.
I say 54.
Stephen Weber's 53.
Oh, come on!
How do you guys do that?
Magic.
Hot dance theory.
Blah, 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 blah. Big Bang Theory.
She played Tawny Dean on Even Stevens. She's on NCIS and about 5 episodes of The Big Bang Theory.
Oh.
Margo Harshman.
Bang! No. Don't have any clue who this is. So
right.
I'm going to say 34.
I'm going to say 33.
28.
Okay,
no
Even Stevens. That's the same show as Shia LaBeouf.
This must be one of the kids from Desperate Housewives.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
16.
And Andrea Bowen.
16.
21.
24.
Ah!
Right? Because that was like 10 years ago.
Yes.
Is that even still on?
I don't know. Who cares? Never seen a single episode.
Somebody cares.
Proudly.
No, they don't, Stever. People are unearthing viruses.
I got you, babe.
Share.
Share.
No.
Well, it's obviously not Sunny.
Nope.
That was messed up. I'm sorry.
Chaz Bono celebrating a birthday.
Oh, right. I forgot.
Offspring.
Is it still Chaz? Yes.
It is here.
Okay.
Why? What do you think's next?
Well, no, I mean, never mind.
I say 32.
34.
45. All right, fellas.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Let's see. I think it's Micheletti Williamson.
Okay.
Micheletti?
God
Micheletti.
Bless you.
It's M-Y-K-E-L-T-I.
I love this song.
Yeah.
Williamson, which, by the way, from Buffalo Springfield, and Richie Furay, part of that band,
yeah,
who is a Calvary pastor now up in Colorado.
Yep.
Anyway, this is from the soundtrack to Forrest Gump.
I was going to say, this has got to be either from a Vietnam movie or a Vietnam movie.
This guy played Benjamin Buford, Bubba Blue.
Bubba. Hey, Bubba. He was on Justified, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
Played a pretty tough guy.
Yes, he did. Man. He's a scary dude.
Shrimp cocktail.
He's 50.
That's about all.
I think he's 49.
What'd you say, Steve-O?
50.
Because we weren't listening at all.
Sorry. Well, I said 50, and
Forrest,
I don't know if that...
Forrest Gump's one of my favorite movies.
It's a great movie.
Love it.
57.
Wow!
All right. You know, it's like 20 years old.
Man, it's such a good movie.
Yeah.
It's crazy how you're watching it and you just wish that he was real.
Right, we...
it would have been such an inspirational, and it is inspirational, but if that would have been real, it would have been like, man.
Mm-hmm.
We've made our way to dates, gentlemen.
Ooh,
dates,
yes.
All right?
A kiss. This is my kind of town.
On this date in what year Chicago became incorporated as a city?
Thanks to the mob.
Not back then. Not back then. It was probably a lot of immigrants.
Oh, okay. So 1808. It's a really old city.
18.
1937.
Ah!
All right, so guys, on this date in what year explorer Christopher Colomb, or Cristobal Colomb, arrived back in Lisbon, Portugal, aboard his ship Nina. From his discovery voyage to America, he returned to Spain on March 15th.
Yay!
But Portugal on this date in what year?
As 1497.
He sailed around the world.
Christopher Cross, yo. Yes. I'm going to say 14.
I'm not saying anything because I want to hear the song.
Okay, sorry.
It's not far down to paradise.
It's not far down to
at least it's not for me.
Yeah.
At least it's not for me.
No, if the wind is right,
yeah,
you can sail away.
No, Steve.
But yeah, you find tranquility.
Oh, my gosh. I want to go. Let's go. Hey, once I enact Plan B, this will be the song that I sail away to.
Oh, man. Right.
So, what year was that?
Well,
that,
this or sticks.
Christopher Columbus ended up back in Portugal.
I say 1497, but it's probably the early 1500s.
I say 1494.
1493.
Oh! Wow, that was a quick trip.
Yeah, he had like a motor on the back of the ship.
I guess so.
Well, guys, it's been fun. I'm heading back.
It's the song of the 50s day. The time has come for us to sing about a certain place where everything is in the control of people who are down in a hole.
What?
It's the song of the 50s day. It's the song of the 50s day. No two alike, but each connected by a golden thread.
Isn't that great?
No.
Oh,
what
man.
Is that?
Let's go to the state song of Vermont, because on this date, in what year Vermont was admitted as the 14th U.S. state?
14th. Okay. So.
I like the other song better.
Oh, Vermont.
They belong
1809.
No.
1782.
1791. Dang it!
Darn. All right, let's move on. Because Matt's probably going to really like the next song that we have.
Okay.
Right.
I like everything.
Yeah, kind of. Sometimes I don't.
Cinderella.
That's right. On this date in what year Walt Disney introduced the movie? Cinderella.
1952.
Man, okay.
That's good.
Was Cinderella's second? Because I know
it was.
I'm
going
to say. But then the Willy. 47.
1950.
Dang it.
You guys were right in there.
Yeah.
All right, so today, gentlemen, it's Pancake Day.
Hey! Oh, come on.
Pancake Day.
I'm so hungry today.
And, you know, if you end up at one of your favorite pancake places.
Oh, right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
You might get treated to something.
I got the media day thing for that. We can actually
free?
Go over there and.
Yeah. It's free, huh?
Well,
right. Well, I don't know. Anyway, it's International Scrapbooking Industry Day. You guys scrapbook?
Nope.
It's National Grammar Day at...
I guess that make me stupid, ain't it?
Maybe. It's Peace Corps Day.
Okay.
This, you could have fun with this on the air. Today is Unique Names Day.
Unique
right.
New York. Unique
yes.
New York.
The Just ask John Travolta about unique names.
We need to play that game.
Oh, I did. I'll find my name.
Okay, yeah. There's a new...
And it's funny because my whole family has the same last name, according to John Travolta.
That's awesome.
Messed it up the same every time.
That's funny.
It's good.
And it's also, and this is it, this is the end, it's Hug a GI Day.
All right.
That is all.
Beautiful. I'm excited. We got a great show today.
I am also excited because I took a Jurassic Park quiz on Facebook, and it turns out I am a sassy velociraptor.
Gosh.
So look out out there. Oh, you herbivores.
Hollywood from Family Force 5 will be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour for New Music Tuesday. He has sent in some music for us to
yes.
review, to check out some of his faves. So we're going to be hanging out with him. Question of the day. We're also going to be talking about a fudge shop that is celebrating Fat Tuesday in a way that is sure to anger pretty much everyone.
Somebody gonna get offended. We just gotta figure out who it is.
Unless you're a biggin, and then you get free fudge.
Right now, you're probably offended if you are a biggin. So, all right, we're gonna go now.
Quick break.
Roll Tide.
I mean, no. Radio never stops. Dang it.
Radio never stops, and neither do we. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Good morning.
Fat Tuesday.
Yeah. It's here. It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O and Mateo with you.
Good morning.
Sharing, the greatest news stories from around the globe.
That's what we try to do.
Kickstarting your day with joy and laughter and joy and joyness and fun and joy.
And chocolate.
Yep. Maybe some music here and there.
Mostly
That's how we
just,
do.
Mostly just chocolate.
Speaking of music, I got a jam for us right now.
No.
It is Fat Tuesday. The lentil season kicks off.
Lentil?
Yes.
Like the seed?
Yes.
Neat.
Close.
Cool.
Well, in Waynesville, Missouri, one local store has decided to go with the flow. We are going to rebrand Fat Tuesday and make it something special.
Cool.
So, a fudge shop in Waynesville has decided to give away free fudge to those who weigh more than 300 pounds.
Oh, wait. Well, it's... So you have to weigh
300 pounds and up.
Yeah, Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Would you email me the address to that place?
Stever, come on, man. You're no. No, Stever. No.
The Route 66 Candy Shop in Waynesville, Missouri. It just opened in February, so maybe this is kind of a ploy to get new business. I just don't know if this is the right way to approach it. They specialize in old-fashioned candies.
Yeah.
The owners say this is a fun, lighthearted way to market themselves.
Not lighthearted.
Heavy-hearted? What is the...
Lighthearted, heavy-weighted, eventually.
Obviously, some are saying it's offensive, it's wrong, it makes fun of what they call an obesity epidemic. Candy shop owner Charlie Dill says, quote, "We're not trying to make a statement or offend anybody. We're just inviting them to come in and have a good laugh.
Come on in."
So if you weigh over 300 pounds, congratulations. It's Fat Tuesday, and one shop is wanting to give you some free fudge.
If you weigh over 300 pounds, why not go in there and pile a little more on, right?
Yeah, this is... Okay. I'm turning the monk music off.
But I appreciate
it. In all seriousness,
yeah.
How is this... Okay. I can't imagine being the owner and thinking...
This is a good plan.
You know what? This is a really good idea. On the flip side, this is a national news story now, and he's getting the coverage. Maybe not that he
That's
was hoping
true.
For.
That's true. He's getting a lot of publicity.
Yeah. So, Deb Serzimpinski says, "It may be a joke to them, but to other viewers, they can't help it. Some will die because of obesity. No one should ever make fun of it." Now, the owner... says this is just a clever way to offer free candy. In fact, on Labor Day, he's already...
Oh, this man's full of ideas.
He will be offering free candy to pregnant ladies on Labor Day. That's good, man!
Is that why we celebrate Labor Day?
That is why, actually.
I thought it was something else.
Yeah, nope. All to get people talking about the store and to get people in the doors, he's willing to do whatever. So is it a smart marketing ploy, or is this just downright offensive? 505-338-3700 is the phone number.
Here's what... to me, it's not so much that he's making fun of them. It's just, is this not an enabling situation?
Right.
That's my concern. It's like,
right.
What do you mean making fun of it? He's obviously not making fun of it, you know?
And you can check out his profile, or his photo anyways, the owner. He's a hefty dude.
Is he?
Yeah. He's not rocking CrossFit like you right now. So... He is of the larger variety, if
the
you will.
Larger variety.
I don't know how to say that.
Yeah, I don't.
So
I don't
he's,
know about...
of course, like, dude, come on.
Chocolate, man.
That's
we
how
all
I
love
do.
It. We all love it.
If you're over 300 pounds, come get some free chocolate. Hang out with me. It's Fat Tuesday. I don't know, dude.
I think he's missing the point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe a little bit. Hey, give us a call and tell us what you think. 505-338-3700. You can email us.
Yeah.
studio@mystaticradio.com.
Yeah, there you go. Or chime in on Facebook if you want to there as well. facebook.com/mystaticradio. He's offering up some fudge if you weigh more than 300 pounds. Route 66 Candy Shop. Obviously not locally here in Albuquerque.
Fat
Man, I just...
Tuesday Fudge Shop.
Is that one of those discriminatory things where I could walk in and go, "Hey, bro, it's not my fault. I have good metabolism. I try my darndest to gain weight," which I actually do.
Give me the chocolate.
Yeah. Come on.
Give me the
if
chocolate.
If anything, this skinny dude right here needs this chocolate.
Give me the chocolate.
I'm trying to add a couple pounds.
Nobody gets hurt.
I'm just saying.
Oh, I see.
Stever.
Yes. Hey.
Hey, man.
Maybe if you walked in his store 3 times.
Ah, there you go.
Whoa, that's a great idea. That is a great idea.
That's about right. The math adds up.
I'm in once. I'm back. Or you could go in with Luke and Jack on your shoulders. I'd be like, we are the Constructicons.
That would be about 200 pounds, I feel like.
Dang it. Brody?
No, that dude's...
Me.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go. You,
if we did,
yes, I'll sit on your shoulders
because I feel like
we'll
you
walk
got
in
a few more pounds
style.
On you than I do.
Boop, 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 boop.
I'm about 150. Where are you?
167.
See, there you go. Together, combined, we are Fat Tuesday.
We are. Wait, with our powers combined, we are Fat Tuesday.
Boom. Be like those movies. We'll have the long trench coat.
Oh my gosh.
Well, okay. Wait,
we'll
wait,
be
wait,
the
wait,
little
wait.
Rascals.
I just thought of something. How is he going to No. Like, is there going to be a scale there? As if it's not well, if he's bad just, enough that he's saying, hey, man, over 300 pounds, come get some free fudge.
If somebody walks in, is he looking at him going, yeah, you're fat enough. Here's some
right,
chocolate.
That's what I'm saying. Or is there like a scale going, I don't know, man, you got to step on that scale. If it, in case, you know, you're not embarrassed enough by this whole Fat Tuesday
What if
thing.
Somebody's 298 or 299? He's like,
If maybe, only you had a little more fudge in you, you could have gotten that free one.
You can buy this one and then maybe come back tomorrow, but we won't be doing this promotion next year.
How is CNN getting away with that cover?
I don't know. For fatties.
Candy store offers free Fat Tuesday fudge for quote-unquote fatties.
They won't have that up long, so I'm going to go ahead and post it right now.
Yeah, post that right now, CNN. Good job. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. We got a few offensive stories this morning. One teenager suing her parents. For real. As well as this candy store offering free fudge.
Yeah, and speaking of offensive, New Music Tuesday is coming up, so get ready.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist, a little more awesomest.
Well, all right.
Hey!
Team Awesome Morning Party. It's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
Not just any Tuesday, it's Fat Tuesday.
Oh, man.
In fact, we have a story on our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. One fudge shop has decided to literally celebrate Fat Tuesday.
Literally.
Quite so anyone over 300 pounds, you get some free fudge. Congratulations. Yeah. Is this offensive?
We don't know.
Is it enabling? Is it good marketing? I don't know. Tell us what you think. We posted the story at our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Speaking of offensive, shocking, and yet not because it's 2014, we teased this earlier. This is kind of crazy. Rachel Canning.
Ooh.
She's having a difficult time being 18 years old.
She is.
You know, when you turn 18, some things change. It's like you can buy lottery tickets.
Yeah.
You can. I'm trying to think of everything that I got for my 18th birthday from friends who were like, you're 18, bro.
Cigarettes, 18?
Yeah. Okay. I think I really did get a pack of smokes.
Here.
And some, like...
cigarettes.
Yeah. Cool. And some lottery tickets. Then it was like, cool, man, you spent $20 on lottery tickets. I scratched them off. I think I got like $4.
Yeah.
I was like, man, cool. Thank you. Lesson learned.
Just give me
so
the $20.
So at least I learned that immediately. Next time, I totally would have just taken the $20, bro.
Yeah.
Well, money. Money in 18. Obviously, it can be an issue.
It can.
And Rachel Canning, she's having a difficult time at 18 because... you see, she goes to a really expensive private school.
Ooh.
Yeah. She's an honor student. She's got a hefty, hefty bill.
Hefty.
Being an honor student at a really nice, you know, high school.
It doesn't come cheap.
Well, Rachel's mom and dad, who, by the way, dad's a retired police chief, have some rules. You know, you got to do your chores.
Yeah.
You got to maintain a specific curfew. Rachel decided, I don't really like this. I'm 18 now. I don't want to do this. So the 18-year-old moved out. Well, now she's suing her parents because her parents are refusing to pay her college tuition. So she's suing for the college tuition, living, and transportation expenses, despite the fact she no longer lives at home. And according to the parents, say she left willingly because she doesn't want to follow the rules. According to Rachel, she says her parents threw her out of the house.
Oh.
So she's asking a judge to declare that she's non-emancipated and dependent on her parents to pay an outstanding high school tuition bill, foot the cost of her current living expenses, and turn over the college fund they've been saving for her all of these years that she knows they have.
How are they going to determine whether or not she was thrown out or she... how are they going to do that?
You be the judge.
No.
I will not.
I'm too busy getting chocolate over at the Missouri place.
Yeah, as I said, the parents insist that the teen decided to leave the house because she didn't want to maintain her curfew. She didn't like doing chores. They say they miss her and that it is killing them not to have her at home. Now, here's the crazy part. The teen is currently staying with her best friend, whose father is reportedly funding her lawsuit. Her friend's dad paying the lawyer to sue the parents. Gosh.
I don't get that.
505-338-3700. I don't either. Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, a little off topic here. Is that cool?
Oh,
sure, man.
I just told the whole story.
Okay, let me answer this one, and then I'll take you off topic. All right, how about, yeah, dude, I'd hate for my mind to even go this way.
Yeah.
But how close are the daughter and the daughter's friend's dad, you know what I mean, whatever?
Oh, right. Man, wow.
Question.
You know what I mean? Because if he's putting out all that cash, yeah. I mean,
mystery.
Come on.
Mystery.
Yeah.
So, but, okay, off topic now.
Okay.
My son read me this about 15-minute story yesterday. He's like, hey, Dad, you got 10 minutes? I was like, what's cracking?
What's cracking?
So it's by Isaac Asimov. Have you guys read this?
Isaac Asimov.
The Last Question?
I've never read The Last Question.
Oh, is it?
I have his complete work, and I've never gotten through it all.
No, I don't think I've
It was written in 1956,
yeah.
And it is awesome, dude.
I'll have to check it out. I have his complete works hanging out in my bookshelf. I'll check it out.
Oh, wow. Okay, right. So
I
don't know too much about this guy, so he has a whole set. I could get, like, a whole set of this stuff.
Yep. It's all crazy, right, because he used the word robot before there were robots.
No, yeah, and this story is just cool. It's like five different perspectives, like five future kind of futuristic. Like, if this takes place this time, this is in the future, this is later in the future, and this is way in the future.
Yeah.
And then the end is, oh, my God, you're like, what? Like, yeah. It's tight. You guys got to check it out.
All right, we'll check it out, man.
There you go.
All right, man. Well, the police chief needs to go over there with the shotgun and handle some business.
There you go.
Thanks.
Later.
Bye-bye. Dude, have you ever read Isaac Asimov?
I don't think so. I've heard the name, definitely.
I believe computer, he did.
Either Tim or Colin or Newt talked about them.
Computers, robots, those were all things that he's talking about in, like, the 40s, 50s, before there were such things.
Wow.
Yeah. He is the creative mind behind iRobot.
Okay. That makes sense.
So all this artificial intelligent future stuff?
It's his fault.
Yeah. He's crazy.
Interesting.
No, he's crazy awesome. Static!
Hey, I want to go back on topic.
Thank you so much.
Bringing it back.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know. I can't understand. I can't fathom a child suing their parent for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Because my family, all of us kids have gone in and out of mom and dad's house for our entire lives. I haven't moved back in since I moved out, but my siblings have.
Right.
And I don't know. It makes sense for the parents to say, hey, if you're not going to live under our
rules,
then you're not going to live under our house.
Right.
And if you're 18, you're 18. You're an adult.
Right.
It's time to take care of yourself. And if you can't, then there's a lot of government assistance that you can look at. Don't bother your parents.
Who raised you for 18 years.
Well, to me, it doesn't make sense what the girl's saying, because her parents obviously have a college fund for her.
Right.
So they have been preparing for their girl's financial future.
Right.
But now the girl's like, no, you kicked me out of the house.
Yeah.
That doesn't line up to me.
Yeah.
Now, maybe there was an argument and they did, but it seems like, I don't know. It's really, and the whole, like, pool boy said, I'm not going to, you know,
We're
not trying to take it in the worst direction possible. But what?
Her friend's father's funding her lawsuit.
For it. How is that?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yep. So we will definitely, stick with the story and see how it progresses. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700. Static.
Good morning.
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 Just want to say it'll be really easy to find out the true story on the 18-year-old.
Yeah.
We're in the day and age, she's bound to have posted something on her Facebook or her Twitter or somewhere saying how awful her parents are for kicking her out or how awesome it is that she's on her own now or whatever it is. It should be pretty easy to find out.
That's very, very true.
That's true. We just need to do some social media investigation.
All right. Can do.
Hey, Have a good day, guys.
You too. Thanks. Thank you.
505-338-3700.
I hate to say it.
What?
But I think we need to take a look at traffic.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It looks pretty interesting.
It does.
Yeah.
And it is it is 7:45, so
yeah,
we can do it.
Time to take a look at traffic.
Let's do it. Traffic. Now, the reason behind this is because, of course, we have the construction at I-25 in Paseo. If you are eastbound on Paseo, you're going about 10 miles an hour.
Yeah.
As soon as you get to the Jefferson Street intersection there, right before you get to I-25, you are slow. Your car is not moving, so I hope you planned ahead. But what I want to talk about is we have an accident. The left lane is blocked, Coors Boulevard at I-40. If you are eastbound on 40, before you get to Coors, right now you are experiencing 15, 16, 17, 20-mile-an-hour traffic because there has been a huge accident. So please be careful around there. Traffic is backed up for, I don't know, a couple miles it looks like.
Yeah.
Be careful. That's your look at traffic this morning here in the Albuquerque area.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
Solomon's Porch.
4001 Osuna Road Northeast.
Solomon's Porch, 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 Porch.
They got coffee.
Coffee, coffee, coffee.
They got oatmeals.
Oatmeal, oatmeal, oatmeal.
They got yogurt.
Yogurt, yogurt.
Today is She Ministries here on the campus, so they have really delicious salads.
More coffee, coffee, coffee.
Yeah, that too. It's pretty amazing.
Lots of coffee over there. Solomon's Porch here on the Calvary campus, 4001 Osuna Boulevard.
Is that it?
Yeah. Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I think it's Osuna Road.
I don't know. 505-338.
3669.
That's it. One day I'll remember these numbers. It's only been a few months, Matt.
There you
Teo,
go.
Get on the ball.
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Traffic update for Tony Hillerman.
Ooh.
It's here.
Oh,
they're filming a movie.
Oh, is that why it's crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay. Where?
Over by Tony Hillerman?
Right in front of Tony Hillerman.
Okay, I didn't know that was place. I thought you were Tony Hillerman.
No, dude. She's got a stuffy nose. You can't tell who this is.
Is this Chrissy? Chrissy?
I couldn't tell you.
Juniper is killing you,
Juniper
Chrissy!
Juniper is destroying my wife. It's killing you. I'm sorry, honey.
All the soccer moms are slowing down to try to see Ethan Hawke.
I know.
Yeah, Ethan
when are we
going to
go stalk him down?
Chrissy?
Anytime you want.
Yeah!
We're not stalking down Ethan Hawke, Chrissy. I feel like this is God's judgment upon you for lusting after Ethan Hawke.
Lusting after Ethan Hawke.
Juniper is destroying you.
I want him to autograph my book. He wrote a book, you know.
And she has it.
Listen, I'm trying to get us over there so we can see January Jones, and you are totally ruining it. We're going after Ethan Hawke is what I mean.
Right, right. Filming a movie in Albuquerque, which is why we need an agent.
You do need an agent.
See? Yeah. You heard it from Chrissy.
If there's an agent listening out
Chrissy,
there.
Chrissy, we don't need an agent.
Yes,
we're not
we
going into the movies.
Denial.
We have faces for radio. Faces for radio.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, I am. Wait, did you just say that Matt has a face for television and I don't? I'm out. This is it.
That's not what I said at all.
I love you, Juniper.
I love you.
All right.
I like you guys. I'm still here.
Oh, man.
I didn't recognize Chrissy at first.
I didn't either.
You got me. You got me, Chris.
Dude, the Juniper is killing my wife.
Oh, yeah. And it really is high. Like yesterday, I said, what's the level? So she starts looking it up. She's like, oh, Elm's at 2, and this is at 3, at 4. Oh, Juniper's at 431. And then I was like, oh, so I guess it's supposed to be around like 0, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Hey.
Hey, man.
So a couple years ago, my daughter had a wedding at an apple honey
orchard.
Yeah, and they make honey. So I went down there, and they actually have all kinds of different honey. They have one that's like really dark, and she said, "This is the one that has like the pollen from the Socorro Valley, you know."
Right.
And I've taken like spoonfuls of that, and I'm juniper free.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if that's why, but I am.
I hear local honey does help with allergies.
Yep.
It really does.
Yep.
That's what I've heard.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Get that local, and it's kind of a dark molassesy, yummy honey.
Hey, let's be honest, man. She's married to me. She's got a ton of local honey.
Oh!
Hey-oh!
I can neither confirm or deny these reports.
Actually, I was transplanted here from Texas, so I don't know if I'm technically local or not. It'd be like taking a plant and removing it from a state and then planting it here.
I may not have the local honey, but I've got the southern charm to help get you through your day. Your boy Mateo here. I'm going to tell you about allergies and how to avoid / conquer them. What you need to do, old southern remedy, you fill a bucket with mayonnaise.
Oh, I thought you were stick gonna say chicken.
Your left foot in said bucket. Go outside on a full moon night. Howl 3 times towards the east. Turn around in 4 circles, counterclockwise. Howl 2 times, once more. Turn back around 4 times clockwise. Take foot out of mayonnaise, stick it in the mud, and then say a prayer to the Almighty Lord above, and ye shall be healed, my friend.
That was so poor.
Southern remedy, cure for what ails ya.
Amazing. Oh, I love it.
It is hot in here.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Pull out your hanky. Wow. Coming up, our dear friend Hollywood from Family Force 5 will be joining us for a very special New Music Tuesday.
He's
got some Hollywood hits.
Woo!
He's going to be premiering some new songs that I haven't even heard.
Yes, you have not. You haven't heard most of these songs. You've heard a couple.
So that's coming up. Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Drummer for Family Force 5.
That's right.
Hanging with us. We got some Locals Rule to get to. We got some good stuff, and that's all coming up at 8 o'clock right here on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yeah!
Static.
It's the time
for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
So, New Music Tuesday.
Your favorite today of the week.
That's right. If you are just joining us for the first time, it is the moment where you get to judge others.
Woo!
Their creativity, their art, their skill, their voice, their everything.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
New Music Tuesday is a segment we do on Static Radio. We get local submissions regularly. We get music sent into us. We're a different kind of radio station. We like to play, well, music that doesn't suck, no matter where it came from.
Yep.
No matter how old it is.
Yep.
No matter what's going on in the universe right now.
There's tons of stuff.
There's tons of great music that never saw the light of day on radio because radio is a bunch of snobs.
We're snobby.
You bunch of snobs, you. We can tend to be snobby. That's okay.
I like everything in this world except bad music.
We're snobby for good music. We're snobby.
We try to be.
Yes.
But then we realize, too, that our taste isn't exactly everyone's, so that's why we like all of you to chime in with your opinions, with your taste, with your
palette,
your essences.
Musical palette.
Just give us your essence over the Facebook.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Speaking of local submissions, we got one from Lucas.
Luke.
He's got a band. He's a local artist to the Albuquerque area.
He is.
Band's called Faith in Foxholes.
Woo!
He's got a full-length record called Dear Baby. And
Dear Baby.
From time to time, he'll go, hey, what about this one? And we actually have in the past played a song in rotation.
We did.
He's got a great record. Different kind of vibe.
Different vibe.
So,
chill.
Yeah, this song is called Top of the Tallest Tree. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Without further ado, shall we kick this off?
Let us do so.
All right. New Music Tuesday featuring Faith in Foxholes, local artist to Albuquerque. Dig it. Bury it. Give us your feedback on Facebook, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static!
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll climb to the top of the tallest tree for you.
Local band Faith in Foxholes, song's called Top of the Tallest Tree.
Top!
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
I'm trying to get the Facebook to load.
That old Lucas can sing, man.
He can.
He's
enjoyed that
crooner.
Song.
He's a crooner. Yeah. Can he croon?
Tell us what you think. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We tend to listen to you.
I'm frustrated.
To your criticisms. To your critiques.
It's a sad
day. To what
day
you say.
When I have to go to my phone.
Is the computer not working
again?
Yeah,
it's just slowing.
All right.
Slowing down. Let's see what the people say. Oh, wow. We got some opinions.
We got some opinions.
TJ says, this is a vanilla shake. Not a lot of frills, but good just about any time of the day.
Hey, there you go.
Carly says, this is one of my favorites. Dig.
All right.
Bill Peterson says, their formula is condensed nicely. Dunk. I think everybody's milking life today.
Oh, man.
Matt says, not bad, but definitely not my style. Caleb says, such a good track. Always going to dig Faith in Foxholes.
All
Thebe
right.
says, I would like to play this while I'm cruising through Innoventions or when I'm having some Rockfort? I think he's at Disneyland. But not in steady rotation. I was bobbing my head a bit, though.
Okay.
Stefan says, sweet jam. Good start to New Music Tuesday.
All right.
Digging it. Michael says, nice sunny day. 7 out of 10. Crystal likes it. Kyra says, a little rough in the bridges, but she loved it. Thank
okay.
you guys so much for your feedback.
A lot of feedback. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Here in just a few, we will be joined by Hollywood, drummer for Family Force 5. He's bringing in some jams for us to review.
Yes.
It's going to be interesting. Some music that we have not heard, or
That's
at least
right.
I have not heard yet.
Yes.
So, this one, however, you took care of everything
okay.
this week. I have no idea.
Yeah, I want to... We actually played with this band back in the day. They used to be called Don't Wake Aislinn.
Oh, okay.
From Texas.
I remember that band.
I know they came through here a couple times, but they that band kind of...
Disseminated,
yes.
dissolved.
They kind of went their own ways.
Emancipated, proclamated.
But two of the main people, the singer and the guitar player, the main songwriters in the band, moved to Nashville and started up a new thing. And it premiered. They released an EP last week. Through Word Records, the band's called Viridia.
Okay.
And this is their song, We Are the Brave. It's getting a lot of comparisons to Fireflight, Flyleaf, Letter Black. So if you're in Skillet, if you like those kinds of
so
bands.
So if you're in Skillet.
If you are in Skillet and you're the female drummer that sings, you're probably going to like this. but yeah, so check this song out. It's Viridia, We Are the Brave.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Brand new music from Not Fireflight. That is We Are the Brave.
Thebe says he gets a little paranoid when he gets on Finding Nemo's submarine voyage. What happens if a window breaks? Let's stick this song in there and find out. Curdled. Brandy says chicks rock. Shauna says dig for sure. Casey says you had me at chick singer. Matt says I am neither in Skillet nor a female drummer, but I do dig this song.
Huh.
TJ says lumpy milk is hard to swallow, so is Chickleback. Thunderstorm with heavy rain, 7 out of 10 lightning strikes. Crystal says meh. Bill Peterson says put to pasture, didn't move him.
Ah, did Crystal, he say move?
No,
like,
he just wrote move.
Oh, boo. Come on, boo. Man, if you're gonna go with the milk references.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
His Facebook photo is a glass of milk right now.
Beautiful.
Crystal says we are going to make it and listen to this song all day.
We finally saw the first Milk Life commercial on
we
television
did.
Yesterday.
And they are confusing.
They are so weird.
People turning into milk windmills and whatnot.
Wind parachute on somebody's back.
And then that guy goes up to shoot the basketball and it's just this crazy like...
His legs turn into a whirlwind of milk.
It looks like the preview for Noah, but with milk.
However, you did get some insight from that garage band with the windmill like...
I did,
you know,
and I learned a new
boom.
Move. It's
yeah.
like, oh, if I do this, milk will come spraying out everywhere.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I'm not going to do that. That's...
Come on.
Offensive.
Do it. Come on.
Many
I don't
people.
Think I've ever seen a bassist with moves ever in
well,
general.
I got moves.
Really?
I got moves all day long.
Huh.
All day and all night. You know, I'm moving. Milk Life.
Gosh.
Cow reference.
It is New Music Tuesday. If you would like to submit your music or you have a band that you love that you'd like to hear on Static Radio.
Yes.
Submit it.
Submit it.
Studio@mystaticradio.com.
And if we can't get to it today, we'll get to it next week.
Exactly.
Because somebody submitted us something late last night.
I know.
And it was like,
oh,
we've
come
already
on.
Got everything planned.
I know. That's okay.
So that's cool.
So this next band, Pawn Shop Kings.
Yes.
My brother.
Your bro.
He's a pawn shop king.
Yeah.
He really kind of is.
This band hails from Nashville.
Oh, okay.
And I just want to see what you people think.
Well, one, they hail from Nashville. There two, the song is called Love Like Jesus. Three,
yep.
Tell us what you think. Dig it,
four,
Barry.
Five, six, and 7, 8, 9. Because 7 is a fatty.
Oh, Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday.
Full circle. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Pawn Shop Kings, Love Like Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see what the people have to say. Kyra says, dig, dig, dig it. Thebe says, give him a contract at the Golden Horseshoe. Crystal says, what? Diggity. Bill says, wouldn't skim over this one. Brandy says, makes me want to dance a little jig in my office chair. Hans digs it. Stefan digs it. David thinks it's okay. Michael Harvey says, cold wind from the north, 6 out of 10 on a wind chill meter. You need a coat, Michael. TJ says, I want to like this like I want to like pepper jack cheese. It's going to take time to acquire the taste.
Oh, dude, no. You just need to like pepper jack cheese. That is the best cheese to have on a burger.
You love
with
pepper jack.
Bacon and avocado, and it's just delicious.
This man loves pepper jack like I love dinosaurs.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know about that.
I think it could be maybe. Speaking of love, on the phone right now, we have himself,
yes.
Mr. Hollywood from Family Force.
Yes!
Hey, 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 it's me, myself. Man, I'm not awake yet, but I swear by some pepper jack cheese.
Yes, I knew I loved you. I knew I loved you. I've always loved you. I've always loved you.
So tell us, Teddy or Hollywood?
No, you gotta call him Hollywood. It's proper branding and marketing.
Okay, I'm
hanging up.
I don't want to let go of my
friend. Do you understand how marketing works, Mateo? I have to call you Mateo every time, even though I never call you Mateo.
I thought it just worked for me, though. I didn't know it applied to anybody else. I thought it was just me.
We're trying to brand this, yo.
I'm Mateo.
Yeah, okay. There's a lot.
First question for not Teddy, for Hollywood. How many friends have taken to calling you Hollywood?
Dude. Only the awkward ones.
Okay.
You know, the ones you see like once a month.
Yeah.
That they're like, hey man, how's life? And it's not till halfway through the conversation. It's like everything's normal and we're cool and we're like drinking some coffee and then they're like, so Hollywood. And I'm like, man.
That's wonderful.
Man, we were so cool. My mom's calling. I gotta go.
Where's
the bathroom? I gotta.
Yeah.
Well, how are things in Family Force 5? How's the tour? Because you guys are on tour right now with Building 429 and Satellites and Sirens and some other band. Yeah.
The tour's called Winter Jam. Mini Winter Jam 1. Dude. The band is crazy. They're some of the most fun dudes I've ever got to play music with, besides, you know, Waverly, of course. But
you don't have to throw that
great.
In there. You don't have to lie.
Yeah, you're
in Family Force.
They've
five,
had
bro.
Me out here for 6 months. They all know.
We all know. I've known you guys for way too many years.
They're like, oh, Waverly,
Okay, good. So yeah. I just
you can be
had
honest.
To check that box now. Yeah. Move on.
You got it. You did good.
No, man, it's shenanigans. It's you know, one minute it's all business and it's fun business, and the next minute they're quick, man.
Yeah,
they're quick. They're awesome dudes. So.
How many times have you been confused thinking that somebody was being funny and then realized, oh crap, this is serious?
Dude, that is a brilliant question. So I don't even know. It's like. But the best part is when I keep the joke going, when I'm like, yeah, and then I'm laughing, trying to, you know, keep up with the funniness, and they're like, bro, my mom has cancer, or something stupid like that.
And you're like, oh, but you guys are so funny, I don't know when it's which.
Yeah. Like, no, no worry, yeah, me too, sorry.
Right. Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, nobody's mom has cancer, but, you know, that was...
That's a good example, though.
I was trying to paint the picture of it as extremity.
Yes, yes.
No, we get it, man.
On the phone, Hollywood from Family Force 5, drumming it up, playing the jams. And if there's one person in the world I think of when I think of music no one else has ever heard, it is you, Teddy.
It's true.
For real.
Aww.
Yesterday we were rocking some Young the Giant, and I will forever think of you every time I listen to that amazing band. Because you, sir,
dude.
You've got the undergroundness. You
he
know
really
things.
He really does. I text Teddy about once every 2 weeks saying, hey, man,
hey,
you heard any new bands?
Yeah.
Once
yeah.
a month, something like that.
It's the underground.
He's
like, heck yeah.
Oh, man.
It's true, though.
Make me blush.
Making you... Hey, Teddy gives me techniques on how to find new bands.
This is good. I like this. Has he told you about Spotify yet?
What? There's a thing? Yeah, he told me about this awesome thing called the internet. I have never heard of it. It's like a newspaper, but you click it with a mouse. It's incredible.
Dude, I find all my new bands on MySpace.
Oh, man. All right, so we've got a few Hollywood hits. These are your picks. These are artists that you love right now that you thought would fit the format of Static that you said, no. How are you not playing this band? Mm-hmm. So we got a few to get to. Where do you want to start there, Teo?
Let's ask Teddy. Teddy, which one you want to start with?
Oh, man. Let's start with my boys from the OC, Kevin.
All right. And give everybody a little background.
Wake up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I know you know these guys very well. So,
Okay, all right. Well, it may sound like another shameless Waverly plug, but Kevin was a band that me and one of my best friends started when we were just, I think we were like 13 years old. Mm-hmm. And then I quit to move across the country to join Waverly, and then they got really good. So this is...
You're like, I quit the band because I believed in this dream called Waverly, and then that ended.
And then Waverly quit the dream.
And now I'm like, hey, guys, hey, do you need a... Okay, no, I you're right. I'm sorry. You don't need a drummer.
No, the funny thing was when Teddy came to Nashville, he was like, yeah, this is my old band. I feel like, you know, there's a lot of, like, potential and... We could have been great, but things and this and this. And now, listening to the new stuff, it's like, dang. Wow. He was right.
Dude, they had, I forget his name, but the dude from At the Drive-In produced this record.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
Dude.
It sounds excellent. I will say that. The whole record sounds awesome.
So here
it
we go.
It does, man. They did such a great job. They're on their way to South By, and like they're killing it, man.
That's cool. I'm
like
glad
it.
To hear that.
And proud of them.
We actually got to play with Kevin when we went through Southern California. Teddy hooked up a show with them.
All right.
And they're all cool dudes.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, here it is. Oh, it is New Music Tuesday featuring Hollywood from Family Force 5.
What?
This is Hollywood's Hits. And first up, his old band, who is now really successful.
Yes. Getting there. If you're going to be in the Austin area, you can check them out at South by Southwest.
Yeah.
They will be around, and you should do so because they're a great live band.
Song's called Before We Wither. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got a few Hollywood hits to get to, so we'll kick it off with this one here. Again, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Song's called Before We Wither. That's Kevin, Kevin.
Yes.
Kevin. It's Kevin. I was way
Kevin.
Off. It was Kevin.
Oh, man.
On the
Before
phone.
Before You Wither.
Yeah. Hollywood from Family Force 5. Actually, former drummer from Kevin, Kevin.
It's Kevin.
It's Kiva Juice. I was close.
No.
Sponsored by Kites. What?
Okay. Now see that one.
Catherine. Catherine the band.
No.
No?
How many K words do you know? All right.
Kite,
let's see what
kilt,
people think.
Connect. Nope, that's a C.
Okay. Speaking of K words, Crystal with a K digs it. Bill Peterson says, I was going to weigh in on this. Utterly awesome.
Okay.
Bill's on a milk life kick today.
He is on
Teddy.
A milk life kick.
Joel the Nanny says, I could chill to this song. Crystal says, sure. Ryan loves it. Casey says, nice guitar solo. Dig. So it looks like we got some good feedback on the first Hollywood hit.
All right.
Oh, shoot.
People are digging it.
That's
People
good.
Are digging it. Now, okay, we mentioned earlier a couple locals rule. We did one from Faith in Foxholes, Lucas Floyd, local artist here in the Albuquerque area. We got another local submission that I completely forgot. I was going to have him call in at 8:30. I forgot! So he's on the phone as well.
All right.
Is it okay if we do a local submission, Hollywood?
Oh, heck yeah.
All right, get a local in here as well. All right, I'm going to try and figure this out because I am terrible with the phone system,
right.
So I really hope I don't hang up on this other guy.
I
know. Static!
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, hello.
This is Static.
Welcome to the show. Who's this?
My friends call me Tango.
Tango?
Tango.
Wow.
Yes.
All right, man. So you have a local submission. Are you from the Albuquerque area?
Yes, sir. I am from Albuquerque, and I've been only doing music for about four years. I'm sorry. I'm nervous.
It's okay. Don't be nervous, man. You're only talking to millions of people worldwide on the radio.
Cool.
So don't worry.
I love Static Radio and Mateo and Steve. Oh.
Steve.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening so much, apparently.
Wow. On the phone, actually, you're also talking to Hollywood from Family Force 5.
My man.
What did you say?
His name's Hollywood. He's in a band called Family Force 5.
We're local, too.
Hello?
Oh, I haven't heard much of him.
Okay. All right. Tango, what's the name of your song?
My song is Ode to Albuquerque because it's my home. And it's my love, and when I wrote the song, I wanted people in Albuquerque to hear it and know that this is where the earth connects with the people, and the people connect with the earth. And I know you guys are spiritual and stuff on the station, and I just wanted people to know that I love Albuquerque.
Okay. I do want to say one thing, and okay, the name of the song is hashtag Ode to Albuquerque with a 2.
Yes.
And you misspelled Albuquerque a little bit. Is that... That's okay.
I apologize.
I get it. Not
a big deal.
Not a big deal.
We should totally play this song.
Yeah, we'll just play it, okay?
Hollywood?
Yes.
I hope you like my song, because I guess if you're a big deal, then I guess I'm really nervous now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
stoked to hear it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love Albuquerque too, man. If I could live there, I'd be there.
Thank you, man.
Are we ready to
okay.
do this?
Tango, we're going to play your song, okay?
Yes.
Just hang on.
All right, I'm going to put you back on hold, okay?
Okay, stay on hold. Okay, here
okay.
we go.
Teddy, we're going
to... Yeah, here it is. By Tango.
Tango.
Ode to Albuquerque.
All right, here we go.
If this part of New Mexico ever pushes me away, New Mexico, bestest country in this land. Albuquerque is my birthstone, holds my heart inside its hands. My lifeblood will continue to flow effortless astray if this part of New Mexico ever pushes me away.
Ode to Albuquerque
by Tango.
Tango, is that the name of the artist?
I guess so.
Are you still there, Tango?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Did everybody hear my song?
I believe so. Hollywood, did you happen to catch that?
Yeah, that was great, man. Little throwback.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Tell us, Hollywood, tell us, or tell him rather, what was good about it. Maybe critique it a little. Do you think anything bad about it?
Dude, Tango, that kind of, I felt like I was sitting around a campfire, like, chomping down some s'mores, just hanging out with my friends. I loved it, man.
That's awesome, man. Thank you. Oh,
so, okay. Tango, is Tango your name, or is that the name of the band?
That's just my name. It's a nickname that my friends gave me.
So, it's right here on the email. It looks like the name of the band is... Coonmatic the Rap Addict?
Is that the name of the band?
That's the real name of the band.
Yeah.
Teddy. Last night, Coon sent me an email and said, it's the Ode to Albuquerque.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
You just got mad.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, I will say this. Teddy,
dude,
you've
I'm all being respectful.
I know. You have had fantastic PR training. That was awesome.
It's incredible.
Dude, oh, I got a PR story for you. Kuhn, I miss you, man.
Oh.
Dude, Kuhn, I heard another song recently. Seth showed me that. Dude.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh man. Did you really think
that was a real song and was thinking, what are these lyrics?
Dude, I'm thinking these guys, like Steve-O and Matt, just got duped, and they're like, oh man, we didn't listen to this before I played it. Like,
well, that is actually true, because we didn't listen to it on purpose.
We didn't want to know anything about the song ahead of time.
Oh man.
We tried to be as serious as possible.
That's pure trust in me. I could have wrote anything.
This is true.
We said that. We were like, you watch, the first word will be like the F-bomb or something, and we were like, okay, good. Well, we're tired. We had a great time. That was awesome.
It was a great run. It was a great run while it lasted. Oh,
man.
Yeah, that's good.
There it is.
Well, it's just a wonderful and beautiful coincidence that this all happened on the same day. Because Coon sends us songs every once in a while. And last night, like literally, it was like 9 o'clock last night. He said, I'm sending you a new song.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is just too much. Too much.
Tango. Dude. I came up with that just out of nowhere.
That was beautiful.
Dude, I thought you were like some like Albuquerque Reserve Indian, like just tweaking out.
Hey, and we get those too.
Yeah, we do.
For real, kudos to you, Teddy, because you handled that like a pro.
You handled it like a pro.
That was awesome.
It was good. Super.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if he knew or not. So I was just like, we're just going with it.
Dude, I can barely hear you when you're talking. So, like, incredible. I literally thought, like, I sat here, I was like, man, do I, like, make a Johnny Cash reference, or is this guy going to freak out at me on the phone? Like,
that's beautiful.
Oh, that was so good.
Well, Coomatic, so we love you, man. Thank you so much for the laugh and for the beautiful music.
That was awesome.
I feel like that's going to get added to rotation.
Yeah.
I hope you definitely. Yeah. I thought it was a solid Albuquerque track.
Oh,
yeah, you spelled Albuquerque wrong, but it's okay. We love you anyways.
Yeah, well, so I would say it's on person. I would say it's on purpose, but Matt knows it's not. Yeah. So it's impossible.
I love you, buddy.
All right, love you, Coon.
Thanks for calling.
I love you guys.
Love you.
Bye, right. Coon. Bye. Come hang out with me in Nashville.
There you go.
All right.
Later.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
That guy.
Oh my god.
Teddy, thank you for doing that.
You did it, buddy.
Dude.
That was great.
That guy's magical right there.
He's got a pretty good Hispanic accent.
He does, and that song wasn't terrible.
That's the best one he's ever sent.
Dude, that was like pretty believable. That was amazing.
Oh man. That was glorious.
Dude, oh man.
Do you have time for a story like that, a quick one?
Absolutely.
We love it.
Dude, so my initiation into Family Force 5, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
Quick story. We're up in somewhere in Michigan, and we're doing a meet and greet before the show, and like the line's going through, like everybody's cool. We've had a few like, you know, people like wonder who I am, you know, some whatever, like 7 months new, whatever. And this dude comes up to me and he's going, for people who don't know, old lead singer left, old drummers, new lead singer, I'm new drummer. Anyway, so a dude comes up to me and goes, hi, I'm Randy. And I was like, hey, Randy, how you doing, man? I'm Teddy. And he just looks like dead in my eyes. He just goes, what? And he's just like staring at me. I was like, hey, man, I'm Teddy. I'm the drummer. He's like, you're not Solomon?
Oh.
And I was like, I'm a new drummer. Like, dude, like, I'm feeling terrible. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere. Y'all know how it is. Like, I'm like, oh man, this poor dude, like a huge fan of the band. He didn't get the memo. So I'm just like being real patient with him, whatever. Dude busts me for probably 20 minutes telling me how he drove 3 hours. I ruined his favorite band.
Oh my gosh. Like,
dude. Yeah. And he starts going like, well, what have you done before? And like, I was like, well, I moved to Nashville from California. He's like, oh, California, good for you, man. I don't care. Like, dude, just roasts me in front of, like, a bunch of other fans, in front of the whole band. And then, like, the band lets it go on for a little while longer. And then he just, like, then he kind of goes a little too far with, like, saying something funny. I don't remember. And I just turn around, and the whole band's just laughing. And it was, like, one of their buddies from Michigan. Like, dude, I was shaking. I was like, oh, my God.
He's like, man,
oh, you were in Waverly? Oh, yeah, they break up. I was like, yeah. He's like, well. And he just stares at me. And I was like,
He's like, what, are you going to break Family Force 5 up to?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Dude, wow. He's a genius, dude. He's a good dude, but he definitely
scared you a little bit.
Gave me a, dude, it was amazing.
Dude, seriously, though, that was incredible patience and skill on your part.
Yeah.
I was very impressed.
You need to give me a few pointers.
Yeah, dude. We deal with some phone calls from time to time that we just can't handle, and you handled it like a pro.
You really did. That was awesome.
It was good, man.
Dude, kudos, y'all know this industry. That's all I can say.
On the phone, Hollywood from Family Force 5. Doing a segment on New Music Tuesday called Hollywood's Hits, and you got a couple more to share with us, in fact.
Dude, I do. This next one is, man, these guys, they're a band called Ghost Beach.
Yes.
And they're from New York, and I don't know why they're not, like, massive yet, but their album just came out today. That could be one reason.
Okay, there you go.
They've been releasing just random songs here and there, and I think they finally got picked up.
Yeah.
And, this album came out today. I think the song's called Miracle.
Yes.
That's the one we're doing?
Yeah, that's the one. And it is a great song. When he recommended it, I listened to it, and I was like, dang, Teddy picks some fantastic music for the station.
Yeah.
Because he knows that here at the station, we don't just play Christian music. We play all kinds of music, and we ask our listeners to think about it and try to apply
lyrical
it to their
content.
Lives.
Yeah.
And this was a great pick, Teddy. Kudos to you. This is a really great song.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Band is called Ghost Beach. FYI, in about a week or so, you can say, oh, man, thank you to Hollywood for picking some jams for us this morning. They'll be making their way to the static rotation, hopefully. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. The band is Ghost Beach. Write it down. You heard it here first. The song's called Miracle.
Booyah.
On the phone, Hollywood from Family
Holly, Hollywood. Holly, Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
And so we just heard, I don't know if you can hear me, but our app is messing up. I know some friends in Nashville are listening to hear their boy Hollywood.
It's too many people.
And
obviously, they're freaking out our app.
You have crashed our app lines,
which
Mr. Sir. Too much next level goodness. But I do want to remind everyone, and we'll post this, we make a podcast of this show.
Yep.
So our time with you will be up
in
its entirety
on
our podcast.
MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. You can check out the podcast there. You can subscribe to it for free, and it downloads daily from iTunes.
Booyah.
Yeah. Lots of ways.
Yeah.
Let's see what the folks had to say about a Ghost Beach.
Yeah.
We got Joel the Nanny says, okay, this is definitely something I can rock out to. I may have to get this record.
Ooh.
Super dig.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, TJ says he likes this 1% better. Wait, like the 1%, this is better than everyone. Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
He's going social commentary on us. Thanks, Teach. Go back to sleep. I tried a few different ways to listen, and they're all messed up. Sounds like you guys are aliens and couldn't understand a word
Weird.
Of Hollywood story. Okay.
Right. No, that's, we are. Yeah. We are aliens.
We are aliens. Right. We are aliens.
We're the alien youth, man.
We are working to get that fixed right now. So, and again, if it doesn't get fixed, it'll be up on the podcast later.
Yep.
And everybody's digging that song, man. Good pick.
Now, I'm really, really excited for this one. One of my favorite bands touring. The tour that they're on right now is just stupid.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even fair for other tours. But I'm telling you, dude. Huge fan of this next artist, and you gotta talk a little bit about the Naked and Famous, of course.
Dude, man, their first record, I was like, this band is great, man.
Yeah.
I love this band. They're a lot of fun, and they're kind of like, you know, you're waiting for like the big second record, and you're like, man, I hope they keep it going or whatever. But dude, that second record came out, and I remember just like, it's been out for like what, a month?
Yeah,
month or two. I was sitting in my living room just jamming it.
I was
it's
floored.
Stupid, man.
Yeah, I seriously, because the first one, it's one of those situations where it was so freaking good that you expect there is no way they can come close to the magic from the first record. And obviously they did. So the next Nervous record is Imagine Dragons, which oddly enough they're on tour together, because that's the one I'm like nervous about next. Going, oh man, okay, maybe they can take some notes from the Naked and Famous. Yeah.
That's another one.
We're playing the new Coming of Age. We're playing Coming of Age.
Coming of Age, man, is so good.
Yeah,
I feel like that record is going to be their first record times 10, because it sounds like
I hope so.
The production quality is a little better. And
yeah, there's been like a dismantling of the sophomore slump with these bands lately.
Yeah.
Because there's some really good records coming out. So,
Amen. Man, I just missed that tour. I just missed the Imagine Dragons Naked and Famous tour. I'm like,
They're coming out. They're in Denver, right?
Yeah,
here.
They're coming out to Denver, not Albuquerque.
And of course,
we're not cool.
We'll be working on the radio.
Yep.
Bro, you find people stealing all my fun.
Joey Belleville will be there.
He'll be there. He'll tell us.
We will not be there, so we get to watch his stupid iPhone videos that he's going to make us watch about the greatest show.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll not the same.
We'll just not
cry together.
Yeah, dude, how cool is Joey Belleville? He, for Christmas, this is what he got his daughter. He got her a rock and roll tour, if you will. He's going to Denver. He's taking Maggles, his daughter, to see Naked and Famous and Imagine Dragons. He also got her tickets to see Ellie Goulding in, I believe, Phoenix, or was that at Red Rocks? I can't remember. And then they're also going to see Lorde, and I don't even remember.
Yeah, so pretty much he just bought his daughter tickets to the biggest shows of the year.
Yeah, biggest shows. It was like, hey, Merry Christmas. Here you go. Here's
That's
all the
coolness. Jam. Jeez.
Yeah, Joey Belleville. That guy wins. He's a good dad.
Joey.
All right, well, let's get to it. This is I Killed Giants by the Naked and Famous. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Do you dig it? Do you bury it?
Yeah, we want to know your thoughts on Hollywood's hits. This is the final.
Hey, if you don't like it, I'll find you. So you better post nice stuff about this.
There you go. Without further ado, the Naked and Famous, I Killed Giants. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. The Naked and Famous, I Kill Giants, Dig It or Bury It, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That is a Hollywood hit from Hollywood himself, Family Force 5, drummer, and of course our friend, we know him as Teddy.
We do.
So forgive us when we accidentally say Teddy.
All around cool guy and future model.
Teddy, really?
Because we know that like every tour, right, and I could be getting this wrong, every tour you guys change up the look, like the stage wear of the band.
Yes.
What all goes into that? Do you play a role? Because I know that when you entered Waverly, we all started dressing way better. And so I want to think that you and Jacob, your powers combined, you're making like Captain Fashion Planet or something. Oh, gosh, I don't know.
That's actually what we call it. It's Captain Fashion Planet.
Yeah, it's cool.
Dude, forever, since the beginning of this band, Jacob has... That has been his world. Most, as far as I know, most, if not all, the outfits he literally designs and sews himself. So it's not like he doesn't go out and find cool stuff. Like he does sometimes, but it's pretty. He's a genius, man. If you can't find what he wants, he's like, well, I'll just make it. So
that's awesome.
I think my involvement in it is. Hasn't been anything more than, hey, dude, check out this, the new Prada line or,
Right.
Something like that. But, him and I talked about where it should go and whatever and all that, but he definitely is the mastermind behind it.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Until I steal it from him.
Right.
Take it away. Because he's got his own thing that he's doing now called Vincent Reeve, and for more information... there's a website. Is it just VincentReeve.com?
Yeah, Vincent Reeve is his deal. It's awesome.
That's cool. And I know that Mr. Teddy here has started to become a model.
Okay.
He's blossoming into a glorious model.
How feels you about that?
I'm just... Say what?
How do you feel about that? Like, you're a model.
Dude, it's always been a dream, man.
That's cool.
I grew up with those shallow Orange County boy dreams. I just want to be a model, Mom.
That's awesome. You're
a model in community college that lives with your parents till you're 30. That's what they don't show you on the TV shows.
Yeah, yeah. True.
I think it's so cool because through just those different avenues, because Seth, we had Seth in a few weeks ago. Seth does photography. His wife does hair and makeup. She just started a new blog called The Casual Idealist.
Yeah.
CasualIdealist.com. Yeah. Shout out to Hannah. And she's working in the fashion market doing hair and makeup. And I know she's gotten to be in some of the Vincent Reeve pictures. So I think it's so cool how everybody, it's like I'm about to Albuquerque and then everybody else
starts working
together and building these empires. And I'm like, well, I got my radio.
You were like the cog in the way.
I was the wrench in the works.
Jamming everything up.
Yeah. I had sorry. Every once in a while, you got to realize that you're the jam and they only want peanut butter. And you got to get out of there.
Hey, at least it's crunchy peanut butter, right?
Yay! Yes. Nah, I think it's cool. It's awesome to see everybody getting to work together and friendship.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's so cool. And I'm just happy to know that Teddy moved across the country to be in some band that fell apart and then a better opportunity was waiting.
There you go.
That makes me really happy.
Everything works out for the glory.
That's true. That's true. Well, we got it. Okay, we need to take a break. Real quick break. We'll come right back. And Teddy's got a couple of songs that we suggested for him, and he's going to review them.
Oh, I like this. All right. We will do that right around the corner. First, we got to give some props, some shout outs, some thanks to those who help keep Static Radio afloat. We are a non-commercial listener supported station. So, right back with Hollywood's Hits.
Woo!
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Ah!
Static.
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Welcome to your 9 o'clock hour, or your 11 o'clock hour, or your 10 o'clock hour, or your whatever o'clock hour.
Maybe 8 o'clock.
Wherever you're listening from.
If you're listening on the West Coast.
What? Shout out West Coast. Well, speaking of West Coast, on the phone, we got Hollywood.
Boom.
West Coast. It is the best coast, so I've heard.
That I think it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That sucks for the East, because what rhymes with East? Least.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeast?
Yeah.
Yeast.
Feast?
Yeah.
You know? Feast is good.
Priest? Hey, they've got the priest.
Ah, in the East.
Okay. All right, guys. Before we get too deep in our rhyming hole.
This is true, yeah.
Let's get to some more music, because we sent a couple of songs to Mr. Hollywood.
Yeah.
And he's going to give us some thoughts about it.
Yeah, we have a brand new Switchfoot song to premiere. Now, it's new used. It's like a car on a car lot. It's been out for, a month or so, but it's still shiny and
new. The album.
It's still unopened.
Yeah.
Nobody's driven that car.
We realize, Teddy, that we have to start saying used. Whenever we say new.
We got snobby music people.
Yeah, people are going, ha, new.
New. It's not new. I heard it on the record when it came out 3 weeks ago.
Cool, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so now we got
some geniuses out there, huh?
Yeah, we love them.
Yeah, so this one coming from their brand new record, Fading West, the song is When We Come Alive. Do we want to play it?
Let's play it. We'll come back and we'll give our thoughts.
Get some thoughts and words and actions. All right.
Beautiful.
Without further ado, then. Latest from Switchfoot, song is called When We Come Alive. It's new use. Tell us what you think of it. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey!
Static. Switchfoot, When We Come Alive. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. On the phone now, our dear friend Hollywood from Family Force 5.
Boom.
It's me.
See, we gave you the songs to critique that are amazing. How did it work out this way? There's no critiquing. What did you think of that song?
I know. When I heard that these were the songs I was going to have to critique, I was like, all right. I was kind of nervous that you were going to give me, like, you know, an Ode to Albuquerque type of song or something. But, dude, Switchfoot, they can do no wrong. My little sister will agree. She's probably the biggest Switchfoot fan there is.
Nice.
Like, I'm pretty sure now she shows up to shows and they go, oh yeah, there's Holly, the biggest Switchfoot fan. Dude, those guys are awesome, man. They were my first concert ever when I was 6 years old.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
Switchfoot, All-Star United, and Fold Zandera.
Wow, Fold Zan.
Dude, this guy
knows.
Dude,
if only the Echoing Green was there, man, it would have been a complete mess.
Now, you listened to Echoing Green, right, back in the day?
Gosh.
Dude, back in the day.
That's crazy.
Oh, man, that's so
all cool. About it.
They're working on new jams.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know I'm all about that.
Yeah, you know Don and I live with one of the members of Echoing Green.
Dude, if I sent you some like old school memorabilia, could you get it signed for me?
Well, we can try. I know her husband.
Oh man.
Nice.
Incredible.
Yeah, so everybody's totally digging on the Switchfoot. Of course.
Of course,
yes.
The Switchfoot.
That's an excellent song. We interviewed Drew, the guitar player, a few months ago, and he said that was his favorite song off the album.
Now, I will say this. There are bands that can have some misses. Coldplay's got a new record coming out May 19th. They've released a couple tracks for it. This isn't the first one that they've released from this upcoming record.
Right.
I gotta be honest, the last one that they put out, I wasn't so much a fan, actually.
Yeah. Did you hear that track, Midnight?
Did you hear Midnight?
Midnight, man. Yeah, I found that if I was, like, hanging upside down spinning, it was much better.
Yeah, yeah.
So try that.
I'll try, man, because I'm not, I gotta be honest, I'm not the, like, largest Bon Iver fan.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell the difference, like,
was very
who was
similar.
Who.
Oh, yeah. So, I agree with you. I'm kind of curious, man. I don't know if this new album is going to be like a cred album or what. All I know is that I'm a pretty big Coldplay fan, and every time I'm like, man, I don't know. Like, the record comes out, and I'm just like, don't talk to me. I can't stop listening.
Yeah, yeah,
it's true.
So they always pull through. Dude, this song, Magic,
yes.
is stupid.
This song is magic. Because the same thing happened to me when I heard Midnight. It was kind of like, is this going to be the first Coldplay record that I really don't get into?
Yeah.
But then...
with that video.
Yeah.
You see the video?
Walking in the woods, and it's all the weird camera stuff. But then this song comes out, and it was like, okay, good.
And here's the thing. We don't just play, new artists or new music for no reason. We put some thought behind it. This is why we do Culture Shock. And with this new Coldplay song, the lyrics, it's talking about magic, and it's this relationship, and that no matter what, no matter how many things you've been through, no matter where you've gone with this relationship, no matter what's to come with this relationship, it's magic, and there's something about it that's deeper than any other relationship. And obviously, we immediately equate that to Jesus Christ, because that is the greatest relationship. And through the hurts and through the pain and through the struggle, no matter what, the God of all comfort, the Father of mercies, his word says, will be there for you no matter what. And it does sometimes feel like magic, because no earthly relationship can offer that, period, the end. Because, whether it's your spouse or your family member, best friend, there's going to be some failures there. And there's some times where it just doesn't feel like magic 24/7. And yet this relationship we have with Jesus Christ is a wholly different level.
Yeah.
So,
and we all get in those spiritual ruts where, things just aren't really clicking.
Yeah.
It feels like your prayers are hitting the ceiling. And then it's like when those breakthroughs happen, and you have that encounter with God, it really is like a profound magic.
Yeah.
And it changes things. And so this song, it spoke to us. I know our boy Hollywood loves it.
Yeah. Are we ready?
It's beautiful.
All right.
Let's
Here
do
we
it.
Go. Brand new music. Oh, I love it. Yeah. Brand new Coldplay. Song is called Magic. They got a new record coming out May 19th. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. Coldplay, song called Magic.
Magic.
Is it to your ears? Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Let's see what the people have to say.
Yeah. What do we got?
Ashley digs it. She loves a new sound. Bernadette says bury it. She does not like it. David says magic.
Who's that?
We don't know. Jeremiah says keep the whole album in rotation. Thebe says never been a fan. Bill says you listen to Coldplay too? Jason says Barry. Jets guy in Rio loves it. And, mixed bag of feedback.
Yeah.
But, Coldplay's turned into one of those bands where people really like them or they just don't care about them.
Yeah.
Which I guess that's the way it goes with every band.
I do enjoy Coldplay. They're not, I remember the first few records, everybody was saying they were going to be the next U2. I just don't I don't see that, honestly, yeah. But I'd still think they hold a very special place in my heart.
Now, I know right here I've got two giant U2 fans in front. Well, one on the phone and one standing right here in front of me.
I mean, they're only the greatest rock and roll band of all time, but, you know.
Dude, Steve, what about it, man? What about those two new songs? Are you freaking?
Gosh, I am freaking out because I really think they have something special going on with what they're doing with this new record.
Yeah.
It is incredible.
Dude, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, yeah. So,
dude, how about the rooftop performance,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, that was so cool. That was awesome.
But even, like, the acoustic performance was incredible.
On the Oscars.
Yeah, and then,
bench.
Yeah, at the Oscars they did it, but then on Fallon, when he was just, they were just kind of sitting there impromptu, like, yeah, cool, we'll play. It's like, come on,
man. You've got to give props to Bono. That dude can sing.
Bono's incredible.
He's like, bam.
At the Oscars, you know, I got to be honest, I was a little bummed that Frozen song won for the best song because
oh my gosh, yeah.
When that happened, I thought I was going to riot. I almost threw something at my TV and then I remembered, wait, I love my TV. So
it's
not my TV's fault.
Not the 16-inch plasma.
But for real, it takes a special band individual like Bono to be able to get everyone off of their feet, and that standing ovation for U2 was pretty electrifying at the Oscars. People appreciate and can respect. They're one of the single, I think they're the greatest rock band in history, but yeah, they're incredible.
Amen.
Well, speaking of bands and new music, when are we going to get some new Family Force 5 tracks, Mr. Hollywood?
Dude, we're working away. I think we've got tons in the oven. They're almost ready, man.
They're percolating.
They are. We had to turn up the heat. All right, no more oven references. it'll be soon. That is for sure. We're finalizing all those crazy details, and hopefully by early summer you'll be able to hear some, and by late summer you'll be able to buy some.
Booyah. And we're going to make it happen. We're going to do like a Hollywood Hits premiere some new Family Force 5 music when the time is right.
Okay.
It'll be a party.
That's awesome.
Teddy, until then, you are welcome to New Music Tuesday any week you want.
Booyah.
Keep bringing the jams like that, and we will obviously continue to play them because some incredible music out there that doesn't ever see the light of day, and it needs to. So, it needs to.
Beautiful. You guys are so awesome, man. Thanks for being out of the norm and listenable.
That's our one goal here, is to be listenable.
Yes, listenable. I wake up every morning.
It's kind of something you want as a radio, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Truth.
But
they say
you guys
radio,
are so awesome, man.
They say radio is a dying art, and we're here to run it straight into the ground.
Yeah. There it is.
Seriously. Oh, yeah, watch this.
Yeah, that's how we do.
Watch it.
All right, man. Have fun on this tour.
Guys.
Love you too.
Yeah, dude.
We'll talk to you soon.
Well, yes, sir. Bye, y'all.
There you go. Love that guy.
There it is. Hollywood's Hits edition of New Music Tuesday. We have more music to get to.
We really do. And again, if you are listening to Static, you love the music, it's different, you're discovering new bands, and you feel like you've got some bands that we have yet to discover, share them with us because we love playing music that doesn't suck. Seriously.
We love it. We love it. Please email it to us, studio@mystaticradio.com, or throw it up on Facebook, but don't actually throw it up.
Yes,
post
yes.
it on Facebook. We don't want your vomit all over your computer. Now, this is a new band. They're called Twice Young. This is their song, Way Down. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Oh.
Static! Twice Young, song called Way Down on New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Interesting little fact about that band. I believe they're out of Nashville, I think.
Okay.
But one of the guitar players used to be in another band that we play on the station every once in a while called Skyhawk Drive or something.
Oh, yeah. I remember that band.
He used to be in that band.
Wow.
And this is his new band.
Okay.
Guitar player. But yeah, let's see what the people have to say.
Oh, the people.
Oh, the people. Bill Peterson says, it's okay, but really overdue for some Kevin Douglas Hammer.
Oh, gosh.
Bill.
It's been a while since we've gotten anything from the Hammer.
Bill, look, you've got to trust us. The Hammer is out there milking life, and that's what you need to do, too.
Boom. Boom.
I know you want to.
Oh, man. Here. Background. Background, buddy.
Booyah. Phoebe says, oh, we're not done? Wait, yeah, this song is done. Ah.
Oh, okay.
Jason says, kind of cool, dig it. Matt says, not bad. Hey, we want to thank, if you are a Family Force 5 fan and you're listening in and maybe the thing was garbled.
We were
having app problems. Number one, if you can hear me now, I want to thank you for listening. And number two, I want to tell you, we're going to podcast the whole show.
Yeah.
So if you didn't get to hear it, you will hear it later. It'll be up later today. You can go to mystaticradio.com/mornings. It'll be right there. Or if you have iTunes, you can subscribe to the Team Awesome Morning Party podcast. And you'll hear it. We're going to have Hollywood in at least once a month for Hollywood Hits. And we try to get other artists in on Tuesdays to weigh in on songs and give us some suggestions.
There you go.
Yeah, so there you go.
Like the Kevin Douglas Hammer.
Which is what's playing in the background right now.
Amazing. All right, we have a few more tracks to get to.
We do.
This next artist, brand new to the airwaves. We've never played anything from him.
Yes, and I think you might be hearing this artist on The Prelude.
Okay.
This is a worship band. Indie worship is the thing. They're called So and Tether. And they just put out a new EP, and this is the first track off of that. It's called Constant Surrender.
All right. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Still some Manchester Orchestra on the way, some Paramore.
Woo!
Right now, So and Tether. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey!
Static. So and Tether, Constant Surrender, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
I am a man of constant surrender.
That's a pretty
so and tether
mellow jam.
There was that band.
Wow.
Prelude.
Yeah.
And that's what Bill has to say. Prelude. Matt says, I agree with Mr. Bean, baby, which that is now Bill Peterson's Facebook avatar thing.
Okay.
Jason says, it has a Hillsong United vibe to it. Dig it. Caleb says, I like dig.
All right, The Prelude, of course, 9 a.m. every single Sunday. Not just on this station now. It's going out to the masses.
We're going global, y'all.
Multiple stations picking up The Prelude. It is a one-hour worship show produced, put together, done by our dear friend Celeste, who does 2 to 6 p.m. every single weekdays on the Static Radio.
You know what we need to do?
Huh?
We need people that, if they're not in the Albuquerque area.
Yeah.
We need you to go to your local station and say, hey, you need a good morning show? Because I know of one. Well, that's taken for granted that you think this is a good morning show. Yeah. I know today was good. That was one of the most popular New Music Tuesdays like guests we've had in a while.
Well, you just got to say Family Force 5 and people are like, what?
Yeah.
So thanks to Teddy and or Hollywood.
Yeah, thank you so much, bud.
I knew him back before he was gone.
Our final culture shock of the morning.
Yes.
Coming from a band called Manchester Orchestra. We are both huge fans.
Yeah, they have a new album coming out called Cope. This is the second track off of it, Every Stone.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey, y'all.
Static. Manchester Orchestra, Every Stone. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Welcome to New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think about all the music we're playing. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. And again, a reminder, if you're a local artist and you like to get your music played on the station, submit it to us. You can do so at our website, mystaticradio.com. There's a locals rules section. You can submit MP3s. You can also email us, studio@mystaticradio.com.
We love your feedback.
Yeah, we do.
We love it. Even when you hate us, we love hearing from you. Because that just shows us that you're listening.
There you go.
And then we, in fact, feel better about ourselves. So maybe if you don't like us, just don't say anything. Because you'll inadvertently support us. Something to think about. Anyway, Bill says, your ideas are intriguing to me, and I wish to subscribe to your newsletter.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill. Thebe says, really hope to see Andy's journey come full circle. Because I think he, the singer, I think he grew up in the church and has walked away. So I'm with Thebes. Joshua says, so boring.
Wow.
Boring.
Okay.
And Douglas says, dig. Intern Doug, that is.
There you go, Douglas.
Booyah, he likes the rock.
There you go. Speaking of rock, final New Music Tuesday jam of the day.
This is it.
It's a new old. It's an old new car.
This is their latest single, the band Paramore, who so many of you just love. I know TJ adores this band.
Yeah.
He has posters. He goes to every show, front and center.
Yeah.
Fan club member, like president of the fan club.
Yeah.
But this song is called Ain't It Fun, and it's a fun little jam from Paramore.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Yeah!
Static.
Ain't it fun? Just a fun little ditty from Paramore.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think.
Bass player stepped it up on this album.
Yeah?
And the drums on this album are from Elin Rubin, who is probably like one of the best drummers in the world.
I saw him live.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I saw him live this last year.
And you could have met him.
No bigs.
But you didn't know who he
was. I didn't know who he was. He was just standing there, and I'm like, that guy's got crazy hair.
Don't
and then
go
all of a sudden he walked on stage.
To your mama.
And we're like, oh, that was the drummer for Nine Inch Nails. Oh, well.
We have a comment on Facebook from our boy Matt who says, what is this song about? I can't catch the theme. I think it's just kind of like an independence type theme. It's like you're out in the real world. And sometimes that can seem so daunting and stressful. But it's kind of fun being out there on your own. You gotta. It's the total like personal responsibility.
Yeah.
Like, you are responsible for your decisions, for your life. You got one life. God's blessed us with this one.
Yeah.
So let's live it, you know, to the fullest. Let's live it abundantly.
Yeah.
I guess that's what it says to me, you know, like, and it's just about independence, getting out of the house. And the funny thing is, we were talking this morning about an 18-year-old girl that's out of the house. She's an adult, but she's suing her parents
for
money.
Yeah, for college tuition. It's an interesting story. We posted it at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there, you can chime in. I'm sure Mitch is going to talk about it for middays because, unfortunately, we've come to the end of our journey.
Oh!
Yeah.
We had such an expansive New Music Tuesday.
We really did. We also talked a little bit about a chocolate shop that's offering free fudge to fatties. His words. It's Fat Tuesday.
His words, not ours.
His words. We posted that story at our website as well. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That's our website.
That's our Facebook. I will say this. Again, if you miss any part of the show, which some of you might have if you were listening over the app because we found out we were having technical issues, we are going to be making a podcast that will be going up MyStaticRadio.com/mornings.
Yeah.
Or if you have iTunes, you can subscribe to the podcast and you can make it to where it updates every day. So you'll have Team Awesome Morning Party all over your phone using up all of your memory.
Yeah.
Which would be fantastic until you have to update your phone and you have to delete it all. But that's fine. We're cool with that.
Yeah. All right. If you miss any part of the show, mystaticradio.com/mornings.
Yes.
We out tomorrow, Wednesday. We're excited. We got good stuff lined up.
Good stuff lined up. It's going to be a good one, so don't miss it.
Thanks to everybody who's a part of the show each and every day. If you'd like to support us, mystaticradio.com. Check out how you can become one of our monthly contributors of Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static Radio.